BBC Radio Sussex.
Make a difference.
We're talking about people here in Sussex who are helping out in their local communities. And this is a charity called Speak Out, which is particularly concerned about how people with learning disabilities handle the crisis. And they're there to help them out. So they've got a helpline so that people in that position can get more information. And Rowan Lowe is from Speak Out, and he is with us now. Hello, Rowan.
Hello, Neil.
Hi, thank you for joining us. When you talk to people on the phones, what sort of questions do they have for you?
So the questions that people have had are about, we've had about some people don't understand the new rules.
Yeah.
So, for example, someone has rang us and they asked about, could they get food? And they didn't know that they were allowed to go out and buy food. So they ran out. Other people had told us that they make us, they were trying to understand the social distancing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a difficult time for everybody, but I suspect if you do have a learning disability, you can feel even more confused, perhaps. I don't know. You're from that community. You explain it to me. What's it like going through this when life isn't straightforward for you?
It's like a gigantic maze that you don't know if we're going to come out of the end of it.
Yeah, I think we all feel a bit like that, you know. We've been talking a bit about anxiety. Do the people you're speaking to, are they more anxious? Are they really worried?
Yeah. So in terms of we're really worried about how those with little or no support in their lives.
Yeah.
And also we are worried that they may not know about the services that are out there to help them.
Because, I mean, it's ever since we've had care in the community, which, we have people living on their own independently, which is clearly, I suspect, you know, a really good thing, a really good thing so that you can live your own life. But it's at times like this that you need support.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. How does it work then? Is there a telephone number that people ring if they need more information?
Yeah, there's a telephone number that people can ring.
Don't worry, Ron. What we'll do is we'll get the telephone number and we'll put it out after our news bulletin, which is coming up. So if anybody wants to know. And and what about you personally, Rowan? How are you coping through all this?
Yeah, I'm coping with it okay.
Yeah.
It's just a lot to kind of adjust yourself.
Yeah.
To. So we're operating the helpline where people can call up and get advocacy support or information Monday to Friday, 9 till 5, and
okay.
The weekends.
Okay, well, look, you're doing a fantastic job, and I suspect there'll be loads and loads of people who have called you, are so grateful. I've got the number. Let me read it out. It's a Brighton number, 01273 421 921. That's the helpline number, 01273 421 921. And it's available 9 till 5, Monday to Friday. Well done, Rowan. Thanks
Thank
for coming on, and keep up the good work. Really appreciate you coming on. Cheers. Good
Thank
luck. 8:30.